Welcome back to another Black Girls Den episode. We are so excited and we have a new merch. Okay, I don't even know this merch, but we have new crew necks. We have our logos on them, so they're so cute. Let us know in the comments what you rate them and if we should add this to our merch line. Okay, right. I'm your girl Alicia.
I'm your girl Sheree.
And we are definitely excited for this episode. We got a lot to talk about. And, you know, so just get your wine, sip, whatever. Listen to this while you're getting ready, whenever you watch this. And just, you know, join the conversation. So we start off with our Den Diaries. And Den Diaries, we talk about what we are wearing. And then just another fun topic. So, of course, we're wearing our Black Girl Den Podcast crew necks. And I just have some leggings. And I think they're from Walmart. So yeah, Tara Sky, I think, is the brand. So Tara Sky, come sponsor your girl.
Yeah, I have on some black leggings as well. I don't know where I got mine from. I think Rainbow years ago.
We're just cool and chilling, you know, comfortable. So, you know, let us know how you like. We want y'all to make it, you know, feel like you're in a lounge, okay, like mm-hmm. a den, relax. So that's why we come with our, like, chill clothes on, you know. Chill, wind down. So our next part, we're going to do a topic and we're talking about networking. So one thing that we are boss babes, career women, educated, okay? And so we want to talk about like career things. So we want to talk about networking and like mentorship and like how we network and how we like kind of grow in our field and stuff like that. Sheree thought a great idea was to talk about career networking and events and stuff like that. So you can go first if you want to share like how you feel about networking.
Okay.
And then we'll go from there.
So I do like to go to network events. I don't go to them as much as I should actually. But I think I told you that I am actually in a segment or like a department for my company, JP Morgan, called Bold. So it's like Black leadership and development. So they have a networking events time to time. I have not attended one yet. But they did have a mixer actually in another city, like an hour and a half away from here. I wanted to attend that. And that was just so people can get acquainted with each other. You can also find out if more things about the company and also just dealing with more like Black centered topics and stuff like that. So I'm trying to get acquainted into that segment of my job. And also I am trying to look for a mentor as well. We have a mentoring program at my job as well, because I'm trying to dive into another industry, I guess, inside of my company. So yeah, I guess that's really about it when it comes to networking with me here lately.
Okay, that's cool though. I like that because, you know, some professions or some jobs are like, we do professional development. They only have a professional development.
Right.
So I like that yours offers mentorship, yours offers mm-hmm. different things like that. Because in my industry, they say professional development, but it's all like conferences and stuff like that. It's right. not really like mentorship or different events outside of it.
Right.
So I was going to go on like the personal route of networking. I feel like I network a lot. Like I'm not the networking queen, but like I be at networking events.
Right. Yeah.
And so my brother be telling me about a lot of the networking events, but on the professional level, I feel like I just network through LinkedIn. Okay. Slight
right.
plug. Because what I work in, like higher education and like education technology, it's more of like networking with people on LinkedIn, connecting with people, talking to people, going to tech conferences and like going to different events around the city that is like techie and stuff like that.
Right.
So I feel like mine is harder to like network professionally mm-hmm. just because of like what I do.
Right.
But personally, like I'm always going to networking events. Like if you don't know, I'm a writer, mm-hmm. I do travel and stuff like that. So it's like just this past like weekend, it wasn't necessarily like a networking event. It was like a conference / training, mm-hmm. but I still network with the people there. So I think networking is important, but I think nowadays, like people get so caught up in like, oh, let me follow you on Instagram. Let me do this. Let me do this. Like mm-hmm. people don't really genuinely get to know each other. And that kind of like has pushing me away from certain networking things. It's like, what can you do for me? What value can you add? Did it? And it's like, we kind of forget to humanize, like, who are you? How are you? Like,
right.
what do you like? I feel like genuine networking has been lost. And so like, I really think that that would be great to come back. Genuine networking, genuine connections. I do love to network. I do love to talk to people.
Right.
I could talk to anybody. I enjoy it, but I also enjoy small talk, getting to know people. I'm not always like, oh, what can you do for me? What this, what?
Right.
Like conversations like, how was your day? What's your favorite city to go to? Where have you lived? where have you been? Like, honestly, like, what's your life story? Instead of like, oh, what can you do for me? And what's your business? And what, like,
right.
Let's like just network, mm-hmm. like bring that sense of like humanity back just to get to know people, just to
right.
kind of build that community, because networking is really essentially building a community. Mm-hmm. Well, you have to have different people for different things. And I think that's what people don't understand, because right. I can network you at an event. It might not need be nothing professional, but we could be friends on a personal level. You can know someone. They say that like it's a 6 degrees, like
mm-hmm.
Connection or separation from people. Like, I know someone that knows Oprah.
Right.
I know someone that's worked with Ava DuVernay, you know. I know someone that could connect this. And I could be that person that knows someone that way. So I think that when it comes to networking, people kind of right. forget what networking is and how you can really navigate networking in different industries. So
yeah, absolutely.
That's what I would say about networking. And definitely social media has been like the place I've been networking for everything.
Oh,
mostly.
Yeah. Social media is big.
Uh-huh. Even when it comes to podcasting, writing, like social right. media has really been big networking for me, just talking to people and communicating and just mm-hmm. meeting new people. So that's really what I would say about networking. I do enjoy networking. I do enjoy meeting people, but sometimes it can be draining
yeah.
as well. I would love to, you know, meet more people, network more, but there'd be about 5 to 6 networking events a week. I'd be like, yeah. child, I cannot make them all.
Right.
I cannot make them all. So,
well, I will say what the recent experience I've had with networking, like not in the scale of going to like an event, but
mm-hmm.
with our trivia night, you know, before when we needed to promote it and stuff like that. I was surprised that when I went to like businesses around the community, like they were very much, you know, on board of supporting like Trouble Bar where we have the event at. They were like, oh yeah, you're having it there, like we don't mind posting a flyer. It was like
mm-hmm.
no ill will, like no competition, like, oh yeah, we're fine with putting up
mm-hmm.
the flyers to support businesses and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
you know, that are similar to ours. So I like that about our local community.
Oh yeah. And so like as well too, I went on a trip and I got to network with like people, like just sitting by them too. Like I like that too. Like I just sit by people. Clearly I just have conversations with people,
right.
talking to people. So I think that's also too, but that goes into communication, to talking
mm-hmm.
to people. So it's just like, oh, who are you? Like, I literally don't meet a stranger. Like, I'll sit by somebody. I was talking about the bar. I was talking about
right.
the front door. Like,
right.
I just talk to meet people because you just never know who you're going to meet.
Right.
So even if you just do a networking event specifically,
right.
that's good. But you can also just talk to people, get to know people, like going around the community.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, even with the event that we're planning, like, I guess I've already had community here, so I've networked, but like
right.
I've been networking, I've been trying to get sponsors and everything like that. So like, I'm like, oh, who do I know? And the people that are sponsoring my event don't
right.
even live here. Some of them don't even live here. Like
mm-hmm.
4 or 5 of them don't live here. And it was because of social media.
Right.
So I think like that shows it, like social media shows who you know, like networking is important. And like me being able to just know people. I have another podcast. I have a co-host on there. She's not even in the city. She's in a
right.
whole different city. And she connected me to this person. And this person knows that person. So it's like really just like getting to know people is really the key of networking. But also building and fostering relationships is what's really important to stay connected with these people. Just don't be like, oh, I know this many people, or I have this many followers and you don't know none of them. Like,
right.
it's okay to have a small following or whatever. But if you know 1,000 people versus having 10,000, and you only know 2. No, you gotta know the people who you are networking with and talking to. You have anything else?
No.
Our next topic is just like our main segment, and we definitely still pull our topic ideas from the Proud Family. If you did not know, that is what we use to help with our topic episodes. So in this episode, we're going to be talking about holidays, because the episode was about Penny Proud and it was talking about Kwanzaa. And so I just thought that was so cool. It's such a cultural show and everything like that. I thought we could talk about like our favorite holidays, how we learned about holidays, how we celebrated holidays. And even if y'all know anything about Kwanzaa, if y'all celebrate Kwanzaa, we wanted to just kind of like dive into holidays, like being like a kid again, when you didn't have to spend no money. Like, yeah. So, what do you think? Did you celebrate Kwanzaa when you grew up, or like, what's your favorite holiday?
We actually did celebrate Kwanzaa. I think when I was like 8 or 9, my parents had friends from Ghana. So
oh, that's
I do remember
cool.
going to Guyana celebrations when I was younger. My mom made like peanut soup, airplane salad, stuff like that.
Oh,
around that age. I don't remember much about Kwanzaa like at all. But I remember wearing like the traditional clothing, like wearing a dashiki and stuff like that. I think maybe we celebrated Kwanzaa for like maybe 2 or 3 years, but I was so young. It was between the ages of like 7 and 10.
Mm.
I don't remember too much.
Okay, what's your favorite holiday?
Mine is Thanksgiving.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, because I just like the gathering. Like Thanksgiving, I feel like you can spend it in so many different ways. You can spend it with like a loved one. You can spend it with your family. You can even have a Friendsgiving, like where y'all come together, have food and stuff like that. So I really like Thanksgiving because I really like the food.
Okay, so I learned about Kwanzaa first from the Proud Family. So okay. Yeah, I would say like that was my first introduction to Kwanzaa. I didn't really know too much about Kwanzaa. But watching that, but also I learned about Hanukkah and I believe Ramadan, but I cannot remember because I know the Proud Family did a lot of different episodes. So right. I thought that was really cool. But I really, really learned more about Kwanzaa and started celebrating more in college because my minor was Pan-African Studies.
Okay.
So I studied about Pan-African Studies. So I learned about Ghana and Malana Karinga. I think that's his name or something. I can't remember his name now, but there's some stuff going on with him. So, you know, whatever. But he created Kwanzaa, basically. So that's when I learned about the seven Ngazaba principles.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So I learned about Kwanzaa and like what it was celebrated for. And then in grad school, I went to like a couple of celebrations for Kwanzaa because they had like departments. And so I think the school
is like 7 days. Isn't it starting with like one day is like memory, like the suffering, and I don't know what all.
Yeah,
all
girl, the names are like Kaju. Maybe we should have did that. Kaju, Jigala, Imani, Unity, Umaja, Ujama, or something like that. Yeah, that's what it was. And it's like Nia. This is like different things like that.
Right.
So like self-determination, remembering, like trying cooperative economics or something like that. So I thought it was cool to just like take a step back after, because you know we celebrate Christmas growing up.
Right.
So after that, kind of just like, okay, like these are the principles, like you can live by them, you can practice them, you can keep them in your life.
Right.
And as I grow older, I see more and more people celebrating Kwanzaa. So I would like to incorporate it. I don't necessarily know how I would incorporate it as I get older, but besides like celebrating and stuff like that, or like going to celebrations and different things like that. So now it's kind of like, I am aware of them. I share them, but I don't really do too much with them because I don't really know, or don't do nothing for the days really, because I don't know really what else to do.
Right.
But growing up, I would say Christmas was my favorite holiday.
Okay.
I just like Christmas, but you know, growing up, it's like all about the story about Jesus, birth, presents, and gifts and stuff like that. But ironically, I did not get gifts. My parents was like,
oh, really?
And my parents was like, Santa ain't real.
Like even when you were younger?
I guess I can't really recollect 5 and under. So I don't know if I was getting gifts. But 5 and older, like I think that was like I got some gifts, but it wasn't like a oh my gosh, Santa isn't like it wasn't like oh my gosh, Santa got me this, Santa got me that.
Right.
So like I couldn't believe in Santa. But then as I got older, I would just get money and stuff like that. But like it wasn't a big deal, like because it wasn't big, like it wasn't like, oh, I have this tree, like I'm gonna go get gifts under the Christmas tree. It wasn't like a whole fiasco.
Mm-hmm.
So like that, what you would think, you know, was Christmas. But I liked it because like we had this, like we had a nice house, like my family would come over, we would have dinner, we would like play games and stuff like that. And so it was like a good time to kind of like hang out and just be with family. Thanksgiving was kind of for me because baby, I'm not a turkey girl. The turkey be dry, the food, like I don't eat that. Like that food is really not for me. So that's why I couldn't really choose Thanksgiving. But you were like, we would go to like different people's houses. So I agree with you. I'm like, you could go with your friends. You could be here. You could do this. Like, is there, I don't even like, and to me also Thanksgiving, like you could do so many different things. That's why I'm just like, not that it's not special, but it's not like that one thing that you're going to do. Because I could go on a trip. I could go spend it with my friends. I could go. So I think Christmas is like more family. I think it's like Christmas is more family focused, more family oriented.
Right.
When it's set out, you get 2 weeks off of school.
Mm-hmm.
So like, yeah, Christmas.
That is true, a longer break.
Yeah. So Christmas was my favorite holiday growing up.
I think for me, Christmas was different in my aspect because we actually did go full on out for Christmas. We lived at my grandmother's house most of my childhood up until I was in high school, actually. So we stopped celebrating Christmas probably when I was around 14 or something like that, because me and my brother, younger brother, are 8 years apart. So they still wanted to celebrate Christmas, I think, for him specifically. So by the time I got to high school, that was kind of when my parents were like, all right, yeah, well, we're not going to celebrate it anymore.
Oh, why did they stop celebrating?
I think it was just the whole thing of it was a capitalistic, like, you know, approach. They were just like, why are we going out spending all these money on our kids, getting all these gifts and stuff when we do stuff for them all throughout the year. Mm-hmm. It's just, it gets costly trying to do the same thing every year. Mm-hmm. That's what my parents thought. But before that, like, you know, before my brother got in the picture, like, I really, like, when I was, like, the only child, like, I really did get spoiled. Like, I was that kid that went to the Christmas tree and I saw thousands of gifts underneath them. I was laying out cookies, like, for Santa with my grandma and stuff like that. I really, like, found out Santa wasn't real, I think, maybe when I was around 9 or 10. I think I caught on by then. But, yeah, we did
the whole. So, who was eating the cookies?
My parents.
Oh, your grandma would, like, help you make them and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's cool. And they would act like Santa came, so my parents were eating the cookies, and then they would lay out the gifts, and I would go, you know, and open them up on Christmas Day. But, yeah, I enjoy it. I mean, my grandmother's house was always decorated. We had a big, huge fiber optic tree in the middle of her living room.
You was a grandma's girl?
I was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we decorated her whole entire place. Like, my grandmother that lived in Jersey would always send me Christmas gifts as well. She sent me, like, a Rudolph that was, like, a musical thing, a Nutcracker. Like, it was a really big thing, like, Christmas was growing up. But, yeah.
Yeah, see, that's what, like, it was different experience for me because my dad, he's like, oh, no, Santa Claus, Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. And so that's another thing, too, as I'm getting older, I'm, like, literally, like, holidays are capitalistic because it's like it's one every single month. Who wants to keep doing this? But that's why, like, I don't know if I'm going to get gifts for my kids. I would rather go on trips. Like, I'd rather go and see something.
You finally get your own kids. Do you think you're going to celebrate Christmas like a traditional
route? Yeah, I think I might do traditional. Maybe, like, when they get older because it's, like, again, like, a one-year-old, two-year-old, like, they may know, but they're not really going to know. And so since I didn't really get to believe in Santa, I think it's kind of cool, but that is a lot of work, putting up trees and doing all that stuff and taking it down. And so I think it just depends on where I'm at in my headspace. So it's like, I would love to just go on trips for Christmas because I feel like December is like a cool time, like everybody goes out there. So it's like, I really take, if I'm gonna spend $2,000-$3,000 on some gifts,
right,
because that the kids are probably not going to use, mm-hmm, I would rather go on a trip. So I would probably say, like, I would do a family trip, mm-hmm, instead of like doing the Christmas, doing this or whatever. And then, but it's like, I would probably just go to, like, my in-laws or, like, my parents or something like that to spend Christmas with. Right. Then maybe I'll have, like, some different things. But if it's just, like, me trying to figure it out, like, we probably just going to go on a trip somewhere.
Yeah, I think, like, maybe by the time that happens, I'm not in that chapter of my life yet, I will probably just decorate my house a little bit. Right. So, yeah, I'm, like, I'm just in my single girl air right now. Yeah.
You can still think about it, though. I'm crying. Like, we still thinking, but
yeah,
I don't know how.
Even like now, like for this past Christmas, we kind of decorated, like threw up some lights and stuff like that. And, like, mm-hmm. That was about it, though. It didn't do nothing crazy.
Yeah, because I think that you could still kind of have fun, mm-hmm, with the holidays. And that's another thing, too, because, like, when you think about Valentine's Day, St. Right. Patrick's Day, Memorial, like, those are different things. But, like, even Valentine's Day, like, you could have a Galentine's event. We were too busy, right, but we wanted to have that. And so it's, like, holidays do look different as we get older. Mm-hmm. But, like, you can still celebrate. Like, Thanksgiving, I might go to the Macy Day Parade just because I can't. I'm single. I have no kids. Christmas, I do still like it. But we actually went to the movies on, right, Christmas,
yeah,
to see The Color Purple, you know. Mm-hmm. So going to movies is fine or whatever. We don't have no kids, so it's not like I have to be home, right, miserable or anything like that. My parents was actually out of town, so that's why I wasn't with them. I, right, said, oh, okay, well.
That actually was with my family. We all ate dinner together.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, even that. Now,
we don't do that. We just don't celebrate, like, as far as gift exchanges. Mm-hmm.
And I really would. So I do think I do miss that part. So I didn't really get that many gifts. I would get money and stuff like that. So I think I do like the gift exchange. Like, even when we was in college, me and my friends, we exchanged, like, books and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
Me and my friends, we give, like, each other, like, gifts now, like, a little bit because, you know, money. But in undergrad and grad school, we would, like, give each other, like, when you come back to the city or whatever, we would, like, go to dinner, exchange gifts and stuff like that. So, yeah, I still think I like Christmas, mm-hmm, even now. It's just, like, looks different or whatever. And Thanksgiving is cool. You know, I just get some days off or whatever.
Right.
I don't really celebrate July 4th, but I just be chilling. My next holiday that I like is my birthday. Holidays are birthdays. So for my birthday, I'm always like, I want to go on a trip. I want to go on a trip. And then, of course, Juneteenth, like that's going to be on my list for holidays. And yeah, I think that is really, those are like my favorite holidays and kind of like how I celebrate the holidays. I feel like if I was in a relationship, though, I would want to go on a trip for, like, Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah.
And do you consider an anniversary a holiday?
Maybe your personal holiday. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm like, you and your, like, when you're married, I'm like, do you feel like an anniversary is like a holiday?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, have a trip for the holiday.
How do you feel about Halloween?
Oh, like, that's when I forgot Halloween.
And, like, dress up or anything?
So, church child, I was at Hallelujah night, okay? I was at Halloween night. I didn't get to celebrate. You got to dress up. I feel like the first time I dressed up for Halloween was in high school, and I was a witch.
Oh.
Yeah, I was like a witch because, you know, it's all around. You're like, let me be a witch. Like, how are you doing? Whatever. So, I did it in high school, like, one time because it was, like, around my neighborhood. But then, and I don't think that we, I don't know what church we were going to or whatever, but growing up, like, when I was younger, we would always go to Hallelujah night. We would get candy. We would go around, play. But, yeah, no. Then in college, I think I went to like maybe one Halloween party or two Halloween parties. The first Halloween party I did not go to because sometimes it just be crazy. People be drunk. It just be too much. But I started like dressing up for Halloween as I got older in college and like grad school. I can't even remember the last Halloween if I go to a party or something like that. I don't really dress up for Halloween now, but that's not to say like I won't go to a Halloween party or whatever. I think it's cool to dress up. Like, I think they're like some type of cool things, you know, but that's really when I just eat the candy or something like that. I think it's Halloween parties. I think they're cool, you know. I don't like be like, oh, I'm celebrating Halloween as I'm going around trick-or-treating or going around. Like, I don't do all that per se, but I think it's okay. What about you?
Yeah, I'm not really too much big a fan of Halloween, actually. Like, I also don't really dress up. The last time I dressed up, I think, was maybe, like, 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my friends went to a Halloween party. It was just, like, at a bar or whatever, something kind of chill, nothing too crazy. And in college, I did dress up here and there. But, like, growing up, my parents did let me go trick-or-treating, and then once we were kind of in the church, I started going to trunk-or-treat.
Yes, that's what it's called, trunk-or-treat.
We would go to the church. They would also have me go around to, like, the mall because back then people were going around doing crazy stuff. Like, you heard about people putting, like, razor blades in candy and stuff like that. So they were going to the hospital to get in and check. My parents would, like, go home and check all of my candy before I ate anything, really.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that was, like, my experience with Halloween.
It's just evil people. And it's like, why would you do that and go and open up stuff or whatever? And, and it's just like you can't trust people. Like, as much as I just want to be innocent and kids having fun, like, you have these crazy people who are doing crazy things. So I don't know if I'll be taking my kids trick-or-treating, child. They just might be having a Halloween night at the house.
I think my parents, they didn't want to deprive me of my childhood, but they very much instilled in me at that age. I knew, you know, the difference between, like, good and evil and stuff like that. Like, make sure you're careful when you go out. My parents never let me go trick-or-treating without them anyway. But, yeah, they definitely, you know, based of being in the church like that, they told me about, like, witchcraft and, like, you know, devilish stuff or whatever. But they didn't want to make it seem like, oh, yeah, you're a child, you can't go out and have fun. Like, no, they weren't that strict. So,
I did go trick-or-treating actually in high school. But I went, and I guess because I was older, like, it was like a cul-de-sac, so I just went in the cul-de-sac. Okay. When I was in middle school, I didn't go trick-or-treating. That's when I was at the church. So maybe when I just got older, and then in college,
trick-or-treating in high school, I don't think so.
I trick-or-treated in high school. That's the most time. And then I was doing trunk-or-treat in middle school and elementary school. And then in college, I was going to the parties. But I only went to, like, two of them. I didn't go to that many. And then after, like, grad school or whatever, like, it's like, okay, it's something fun to do. I'll go to a party or something like that. Because sometimes it's like, oh, I would love to be this person for Halloween or something like that. But
I went to a Halloween party. Definitely in high school for sure. Because I remember having a purple wig on. And then college, I dressed up as a panda one year. One year, I was an army brat.
Oh, that's so easy, right?
Yeah, and then I also was a belly dancer, and then I was also like an Asian doll, so I remember those outfits.
Oh, I don't even remember witches, and I think I was a witch every year. That's the easiest thing. That's the easiest thing, putting on and talk. Yeah, that was really the easy thing. Do you feel like even now your favorite holiday is Thanksgiving? Or do you feel like you have
I still do. Because I love the food so much.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, I know that you don't really eat meat, and you have different. So, do you feel like, well, I guess you eat like sides and stuff like
that. I eat the sides.
The sides. So you like
mac and cheese? I'm about the greens, maybe as long as I'm around the ham, because everybody be putting ham.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
I love stuffing as well. My mom makes great stuffing. It's not as good as my grandma's. I'll have to say. And then, you know, just for like non-meat, I might make a piece of fish with it or some salmon or something mm-hmm. like that. So, yeah.
And that's what I guess too. Like, I don't know. I'm like a ham chicken girl. Mm-hmm. I think Thanksgiving, like, I feel like it's kind of boring because it's like, it's the same food every year.
I know.
So I was like, I do love mac and cheese, but you know, I can eat mac and cheese for Christmas. I can eat,
yeah,
you know,
can.
I was like, I love mac and cheese. Like, that's my favorite chicken. Yeah. You know, but I was like, nowadays, like, people are changing their diets and figuring out different things, not eating different things. So I was like, I think what would really be cool is, like, for Thanksgiving, like, switching it up. Like, one time I know someone had, like, a seafood boil, you know. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people are like, we're going to do barbecue or something like that. So I think that's
what we usually do for Christmas, a seafood boil.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't grow up really eating seafood, being in the Midwest or whatever. But,
okay.
Yeah, so I'm not really, like, a seafood girly. I eat, like, a couple things out of here. But yeah, so it's just like, even talking about that, oh, brisket. So it's like brisket barbecue. So I think that that's even kind of cool. So I might incorporate that too, like just different things, but depending on like whoever my husband is, because I need him to cook. But you know, it, and it could be wherever he's from, you know. So it's like if they're from Florida or like from the South or like wherever, you know, like they might have this type of food or whatever.
Right.
So it's like, I do love macaroni. I do love the rolls and like the chicken, but it's just kind of like, it's the same food. And I asked, I'm like, I'm not excited for the same food. And I don't really care for turkey either. I'm just like, okay, turkey means chicken. Like, it's the same food every year. But Christmas, you know, you get new different things.
You get new different things.
So,
yeah.
I would say Christmas is probably still my favorite holiday now. Mm-hmm. But how do y'all feel about holidays? I don't really celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
Right.
It's just like, oh, it's green. But I heard Savannah has a really nice, like, St. Patrick's Day parade and stuff like
right.
that. So that would be kind of cool to
and
go to one day.
Like in New Orleans, Mardi Gras is really huge.
Yes, and I really want to go to Mardi Gras one day. I have not been yet. What's the other one? Oh, New Year's. I like to celebrate New Year's. It's not like my favorite holiday, but I like to celebrate it. When I was younger, you was always in church, so it's kind of fun. So now I try to go to different countries.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I went to Ghana for New Year's.
Yes,
I went to Mexico for New Year's. I went to New York for New Year's. Yeah, so I try to, like, just go to different cities sometimes for New Year's or whatever. I think that that's fun and, like, bring in a new year that nothing really changes except the date. Quotations in a new city, so I like that as well. So yeah, New Year's. Oh, then the holidays are like Mother's Day, Father's Day,
right?
I don't Daughter's Day, and I need that to be a holiday. Sister's Day, but yeah, and that's what I think. Oh, Memorial Day, so sad. Veterans Day. I wish we got all the holidays off like when we was in school, because maybe they don't be giving these holidays off. Columbus Day, they be calling that Indigenous People Day now.
Right.
I'm trying to think of any other holidays that we don't think. Oh, Easter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Labor Day. I love taking a trip on Labor Day. And that's what I would say. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Holidays, like, that's my trip travel days. Like, that is my toxic trait. If it's a holiday, I am going out of town. I'm out of here, baby.
It just depends with me. Sometimes I'm around. Sometimes I do have to go out of town.
Every time it's an extra day off, and I could put it in my schedule, because, you know, we're corporate girlies, I'm out of here.
I like
so.
To travel for my birthday, though.
Yeah.
That's what I'm about to do soon. I'm going to go to Dallas and Houston. So.
Oh, yeah, for your birthday. Yeah, I got to figure out where I'm going to go for my birthday. But, yeah, I feel like that's how I celebrate holidays. I celebrate by going on a trip.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
Single, no kids. I'm going to live it up. Okay. Yeah, Thanksgiving. Oh, July 4th. Now we got Juneteenth, May. So yeah, that's kind of how I do it. So how do y'all celebrate holidays? Did y'all know about Kwanzaa? Did y'all celebrate Kwanzaa?
Right.
What's your favorite holiday? Just the questions we asked ourselves. Let us know in the comments. Holidays as children are definitely different than holidays as adults.
Right.
So slight plug. I think I did a, what is it called? I did a guide like celebrating the holidays, because one thing we didn't talk about as well, which is kind of something to think about, is like also navigating holidays alone. So that's something that I kind of did as well too. And so I created a guide for my other podcast, Millennial Thoughts, but it's like how to navigate holidays alone. Cause I moved to Atlanta. I was there by myself. You can't always afford to travel back to your home, but also think about like, grandparents pass away, family members pass away. So it's like when you go back, you kind of feel that you either feel grief or sadness or something. So we also understand that people who don't want to really celebrate holidays, I know some people are going towards that right now, not celebrating holidays as an adult as they did when they were a child because of the like the trauma around it. And even when you be around your family and stuff like that, they be trying to talk crazy to you. Be like, girl, no, ma'am.
Yeah.
I'll be asking questions.
People are traumatized.
Yeah.
Or like you said, they may not have a good relationship with their family. They don't even intervene with that.
So I think some tips that if you are like alone or, you know, celebrating it by yourself, definitely take a trip or go in. Nowadays, places are open for Christmas and Thanksgiving. People are being more open. You can go on a cruise, you know, you can even have your own. You can have a Friendsmas, a Friendsgiving or something like that. Take whatever day, add a friend to it. Go to a bar or something like that. So if you are, you know, thinking about how am I going to spend the holidays this year? What can I think about doing with the holidays? Like, definitely just take some of our tips and just travel, create something on your own, or just go to sleep, do a staycation, you know?
Yes.
So yeah, that's what I think that we wanted to share about the holidays. I still do like the holidays, even though it's sad because like you don't see your family as much and different things like that, but you kind of just got to like create it to what you want it to be like, and just hope in the future that you can kind of figure out how you want to navigate holidays. We added a new segment and it's called the Hot Seat, and we have questions. Do you want to pick it?
Sure.
Yeah, we have questions from here, and we're going to try to guess one about each other. Or we might answer it depending on how hard the question is. Is that a good question?
I think so. If I couldn't live in the city I live in now, what city would I live in? So I'm answering this for you.
Yes, and I'll answer for you.
I think we talked about this. I could be wrong. I think you said LA, but I don't know. You might want to live in another city.
It's LA.
LA, okay.
You would live in Dallas.
Yes.
That was easy. Yeah, that was easy. Mm-hmm. We know that one. You want to do another one or?
You can pick one now.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, okay. If I were a reality TV star, what would be the name of my show?
That's a hard one. I don't know if it would be like Alicia Talks or Talks with Leash or something like that. I don't know.
If I were a reality TV star, what would be the name of my show? I don't know if I should give y'all the name of my show, though. That's what they be saying. If I was a reality TV star. I actually have an idea, but if I was a reality TV star right now in this setting, it would be Alicia Falls in Love. Love with Leash or something. Yeah, because I need to see who's going to be coming in trying to find me. That. Yeah. For you, if you were a reality star, what would be the name of your show? Mm-hmm. I think because you have like a different, you like, you're not corporate, but like the type of stuff that you like, type of stuff that you watch. Mm-hmm. I think it would be something with like calling people out, child.
Oh, yes.
Calling people out, like, to, like, yeah, and checking even with your job. So it would be something like, like Teray Settles It or something like that. I like a something like that. What do you think?
Yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that would be.
Y'all come with the receipts.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Receipts with Sheree. She gonna check you. Okay. Period. And like within your job is like security and stuff like that. So I think that. Mm-hmm. So yeah. What would your name of your show be? Mm-hmm. And where would you like to live that you don't live?
Yeah. So definitely comment.
And let us know. Okay. And we always end our shows with affirmations. It's brave, strong, and smart. That's me. So that's you. And we will pull, I'll pull one and I'll have Sheree pull one. And then we will say our affirmations. You want to go first?
Sure.
Okay.
Mine is, you will never have this day again, so make it count.
Period. Make it count. You go, girl. Period.
Oh,
okay.
Simple.
Yeah, you go, girl. I love that. And we thank you all, girls, for watching this episode. Let us know how y'all like this. We're talking about holidays. You know, we're talking about traveling and being single. So, you know, we would love any ideas. If y'all have any questions that y'all want to ask us to get to know us better, comment them below. You all can listen to us on Apple, Google Play, and anywhere you find your podcasting platform. We're also on Podbean if you want to download that. We're also on YouTube where y'all are watching us at Black Girl Den Podcast. Make sure y'all follow us. Make sure y'all share. Make sure y'all comment, y'all like. Do everything to help us be the number one podcast in the world. You said the community day. I was going to say you're in the world. in the world. Yeah, so you go, girl, because you gonna make it happen, girl. Okay, so yes, thank y'all so much for watching. Whenever you watch this, have a great morning, night, day, evening. Great day. Bye.